Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything with
Mariano
and Pauline.
Hashtag Pauliano. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple. It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on to get us, to get us.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we are hashtag Pauliano.
Yes. Hashtag.
Are you on Twitter?
No. Oh. I was on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Looking at some pictures. I love going on Facebook and just like looking at like
the different memes.
Like, yeah, but like when I go on, like, okay, so right now what I was just doing, I was looking at my friend's Facebook who I haven't talked to in a little while, which is totally fine. But then I was going through her old like profile pictures, and it's so funny when, because especially since she's been my friend since we were like really young, and now she's like really, really cute. And it's like funny when you go through people's old profile pictures, and it's like we picked these pictures because we thought we looked really cute. Like that's why they were our profile pictures. But it's like when you go back and look at them, it's like, what? Why did we pick this? Like, that's not cute. Or I always think to myself, like when I look at my old profile pictures, I'm like, wow, I really thought I was cute in this picture.
But like, you're missing the point of, like, you're missing the important aspect there is if
what?
If your friend's cute, why don't I know her?
Oh. Mariano?
What?
I mean,
that's fair.
Okay, that is fair. Wait, do you have any cute boys to hook me up with? No.
Probably.
Do
I?
I don't know.
I probably do.
Probably.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just think that's like the fun of Facebook. So, like, because on Instagram, like, I'll delete, like, old pictures sometimes where I'm like, okay, this is old, or, like, I'm just like, okay, whatever, I'm over it.
Uh-huh.
But then, like, on Facebook, like, those are, like, where the classics are. Like, did you used to have a MySpace?
Yeah, I did used to have a MySpace.
Have you ever logged back on to it?
No, I forgot my password and...
Okay, so a couple of years ago, I logged back onto my MySpace.
Uh-huh.
And it was probably the best day ever. Like,
why?
I was reading all my old posts, looking at all my old pictures, like, oh my gosh, I was looking at my like profile. I was just like, this is so ridiculous. Like, I'm so disappointed in myself, but it was so funny.
I remember the profile. You could put a song on it.
Yes.
You could put a playlist on it.
Yes, okay. I used to have a playlist on mine.
Me too.
But then
mine had Wu-Tang in it too.
I'm kind of disappointed now though, because I kind of want to log back onto it. But after that most recent time, like I think I was like a freshman in college when I last did it. But I deleted it after that because I was like, okay, this is fun. Like
I tried to log into mine to delete it, and I forgot the password. So my MySpace is just floating around in the digital universe.
So
forever.
Like mine's like just dead, and like I kind of wish I would have saved some of those pictures because I was like so funny. Like that's when all, because like I had MySpace when I was like in elementary school and stuff, like elementary school, junior high,
I started right around high school.
Yeah, because okay, that's the thing, like high school MySpace was still kind of cool.
Oh no, I still had it in middle school. I started around middle
school.
I think
I got like seventh grade, I think, is when I got my
on big old computers that took forever.
Oh my gosh. And like remember when you used to come home and like get those little like notifications, like requests,
yep,
like comments, messages, and I'm like, why am I like getting like zero?
And I know, seriously.
I remember my friend Amanda, her MySpace was popping, so she always had people trying to talk to her and stuff, and I was like, wow.
I used to hate that too. Cool. I know people have like all these different messages, and I have like a comment or something, and I'm like, oh, and it's like my mom, and I'm like,
yes.
Oh.
I remember what I used to do, because like you know how like people would get into like little mini drama with like the top eight.
Yeah.
Okay, so remember when you could like change it and have like a top two, top
I forgot
one.
About that.
Yeah, so
like why aren't I number one in your
right,
top two?
Yes, like okay, so what I used to do to like avoid all that, my okay, so I had a top four. It was my sister and my three guy cousins, like that's just what it was. And like so that way like my friends wouldn't be like, why did you move me down?
Because like what would you have today, like top one?
Who would be my top eight?
Well, how many would you have? Would it be eight?
I'd probably have like a top, let's see, probably not my sister, because, well, actually my sister is my friend on Facebook, so I'd have my sister, not my brothers, just because I don't know, like if I had to pick friends, I'd probably have like a top four. My best friend Lauren, because she's been my best friend since second grade. I wouldn't have my friend Mamadou on there, because that's just like, he knows that he's like my best friend, but he doesn't like to like project all that. So like, I'd keep him undercover. So I'd probably just have my best friend Lauren, top one.
I was going to say, can you have none? Like, does it have to be top?
I think you have to have one person. Or I no, but then, okay, so the cool thing about MySpace, like, you know how like everybody turned into like coders? Like,
look at I was going to get to that too.
So many codes. Because then there was times like where you could like hide stuff. Like,
oh, that's right.
Yeah. I remember one time I figured out how to do this code to where like it was like my picture as my background, and like it was. And so I had a collage of all my pictures. And I remember my friend Amanda was like, dude, how did you do that? And I was like, I got you, girl, on the codes. But now, but now I don't know anything about codes. Like when you can like italicize certain things, make it bold, make change it the pink, colors. Make it, yeah. Yeah.
And like change the size of the font.
Yeah.
My oldest sister used to be pretty good at that. And her MySpace was like on Fleek. And I used to be all jealous of her.
And remember, okay, the one thing that I am embarrassed about, that when I see it nowadays, I'm like, no. Okay, you know, like when you can send like those like picture graphic things to people, and it would be like sparkly letters, like, hey,
oh,
there,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like pink sparkles.
People had it for everything. Dodgers.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Oh, MySpace was fun.
It was. We should make another MySpace, a Pollyanna MySpace.
Dude, a Pollyanna space. Like,
no, but like on MySpace. But just
people
make
still use MySpace.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially like artists and stuff.
Like, we should make a Pollyanna MySpace. And just,
hey, would you guys... We'd have a top two, just GSMC podcast and Tate, our boss, our only people that would follow us.
I know, seriously.
No friends.
Well, that, you know, that'd make up for like all of our two listeners too. So.
Dude, perf. Our main fans. Main
our two
fans.
Listeners is me and you.
So, I mean, MySpace was popping back in the day.
It was.
If you didn't have MySpace, it's okay. You probably have Facebook
no,
now.
No, it's not okay. You're a loser.
You're missing like, out
yeah.
on all the fun memories. MySpace was a lot of fun.
It was. I forgot all about the drama for the...
And, yeah, right? I had... Oh, my gosh. Like, and then at one point, I had like just like my basketball teammates on there. But then my friend Amanda was like, why is Sydney above me? And I was like, wow. Like... just solve this problem.
You know what, today I don't think I'd have a top anybody, like, you know,
I'd literally have like three people on there.
I would just, that way there is no anything, you know.
Well, honestly, like if anybody ever said anything to me about a top eight now,
I'd kick you off.
I'd be like, dude, we're like 40.
Exactly.
Like, why are you worried about it?
I'd be like, you know what, I'm unfriending you forever.
I'd probably just put like, I don't know, Tom. Just Tom.
Remember, I don't know why.
He's everybody's first friend.
Yeah, I deleted him.
Tom.
Yeah.
You could delete him? I didn't know you could delete him.
Yeah, I deleted him.
Aw, Tom. I wonder how he's doing.
He is not hurting.
Yeah, what is he up to?
I don't know. Well, actually,
he's... chilling on a pile of money?
Probably. Yeah. I would be.
Definitely chilling on a pile of money.
Chilling on a pile of money and like old MySpace hard drives. I don't know.
MySpace was pretty cool. But that's kind of like cool because just in like our like little young lives of social media, how platforms have evolved and changed, and how it's basically kind of like the same premise, like everything, like Snapchat,
it's
the same premise, but just like a tad bit different. And it's kind of cool because we get to experience all of it like right now. And like Snapchat has been really like updating like their little like filters and things that you can use and things like that. So it's been getting more and more fun. We were just talking about Snapchat in the office yesterday about what the novelty is in Snapchat and how like people can't, well, I mean, you can save the pictures kind of, but like it tells you if somebody like screenshots you, so you know, and things like that. So social media is kind of like fun. It's just making us more, I don't know, some people think it makes us disconnect more, but I think it like adds to connecting more because you can connect with people that you would have never ever met before.
I don't know, because that's kind of pointless too if you're not going to meet these people.
But so, some people do. You can network with them.
Yeah, you can. But like, if we were to take like a percentage of how many people do, it's probably not that great, you know?
I network a lot on Twitter.
What's that?
I said I network a lot on Twitter.
Yeah, but for every Pauline, I can think of like 20 other people that don't, you know?
Yeah.
So like,
So I mean, you can use social media to your advantage. You definitely can. You can make a lot of money on social media.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree to that. Mm-hmm. I just think it's... I do agree also, though, that it just kind of helps us disconnect. Like, I'll put it this way. If I'm ever sitting out somewhere in public, I don't know, eating, and like someone else is sitting there too, and you have that kind of weird situation where you're sitting at separate tables, but you're like facing each other,
mm-hmm.
then that other person, what do? They jump on their phone. That way, like, that way they don't have to look at you, you know? Like, it's just the kind of a way around interacting with someone.
True.
Like, or if, how do you show even disinterest these days? Like, oh, I'm going to look down at my phone the whole time, so he knew this wasn't a date. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's, like, I think people use it as kind of like a scapegoat.
Yeah, I think if you're, like, with somebody, you should definitely not have your phone out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I like that thing that,
What thing?
I like that thing.
Sorry.
That when you go to dinner, everyone puts their phones like in a little stack. And the first person to reach for their
phone has to pay.
Exactly.
Oh, I win that game every time. I'm not paying for everybody. Ain't nobody on my phone that important.
I know. Well, I just don't care. I know.
Everybody's dinner.
I mean, I love, obviously, cell phones. And you know what's interesting, too? Like, the reason I kind of thought of that was MySpace and all that. Like, it did change. Like, it was something and now it's something else. But also, I think it has to do with the technology around it. Like, computers back then were slow. I remember I would go into, like, my grandma's, like, computer, push the big old button on the gray tower.
Oh, yeah.
And then the fan goes, and, like, 14 hours later, the screen turns on and finally the computer's ready to go.
Right, yeah. You got to, like, start up your computer, like, 20 minutes before you actually want to use it.
And it took forever because LimeWire had to start.
Oh, my gosh. LimeWire, yes. I use LimeWire for everything.
Me too.
And then remember when
I should be in prison forever for all the music I've stolen. Now I buy it though, so it's okay.
I loved LimeWire. I really did. I used it for everything. All my basketball playlists were from LimeWire.
That's what I'm saying. We'll get into this more, but we're going to take a quick break.
All right, we'll be right back.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
I've just realized this song, this intro song, almost sounds to me like something, like I imagine this being on a program where somebody can sell racehorses for like $70,000 with a British accent, you know?
Our theme music?
Yeah, our theme music. That's kind of what comes to mind to me when I hear this. It has like a really like bubbly, bouncy type sound.
Yeah.
You know?
It is a pretty cool song.
It is
it's
cool.
It's growing on me.
Yeah, no, I like it.
I did not like... Well, I mean, I liked it.
You chose it.
I did choose...
You did chose it.
Yeah, I did. But, I mean, considering the other songs that we had to pick from, this was the best one.
Yeah.
You know? But I mean, it's totally fine. Not a problem. So before the break, we were catching up on MySpace and LimeWire and all the fun things that us 90 kids used to have back in the day.
LimeWire has ruined so many of my computers.
And so, no, definitely. And so growing up in the 90s was cool. I enjoyed it. It's kind of cool because we got like the tail end, like when stuff like really started getting cool, and now we're like experiencing like all the cool stuff.
I don't know, because those things, my family was kind of broke, so I still held on to the past for a while. Like when everyone had iPods in high school, I was in high school, so this was already mm-hmm. in the 2000s,
right?
In fact, I started
high school 2006.
I was gonna say I started high school like in 2007 or 2008.
Yeah,
so that's recent, fairly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone had iPods.
10 years ago.
I had a CD player, like a
Yeah. Okay, so I remember I had like just like an MP3 player, like this.
But it wasn't an iPod.
Player.
Mine was a big CD player.
Yeah, and I remember I was like, "Dad,
yeah, exactly.
I cannot have this. Like, I have to be cool, like the cool kids." And then I got an iPod Nano.
How do you think I felt? People would like not make fun of me, but people would be like, "Wow, that's, you know."
Oh yeah,
and
I still have my iPod Nano from 8th grade. It's actually probably my favorite iPod that I have because it's like all my favorite songs from like 8th grade through high school, like most of high school, because I think I got my second iPod when I was like a sophomore in high school. But it's like those songs, like of all like my favorite memories.
And I hated how you couldn't pull music off of them. I hated that.
Oh, mm-hmm. That is true.
That was
annoying.
That
is true. So, And speaking of iPods, they actually discontinued, like, you know, the one with their roll wheel.
Uh-huh.
They discontinued that one. So
they didn't a long time ago.
No, they did it, I think, just like a year ago. But the thing is, they didn't, like, Apple mm-hmm. didn't announce it or anything. They just took it off their website. Because, like, before they, like, with that click wheel and everything.
I like that thing, too.
So, yeah, it's like a classic. So, I have two of those. I have a white one and a black one. And so, people were saying, like, wait on it because it's going to be, like.
Oh, I wouldn't care.
I can't sell my iPods because it's, like, funny because, like, they're all, like, in different stages of my life. And so, it's, like, all the different songs that were, like, so fun to me. So, it's, like.
See, that sounds interesting. I'd like mm-hmm. to, like, if I could do something like that, then I would like to. Because.
Yeah.
It's almost like a time capsule of music.
No, yeah, right? It is. And it's, like, funny because, like, my best friend Lauren, who I was saying would be my only person on my top one, she and I always listen to our 8th grade iPods because those are, like, when we had, like, the most fun together and everything. And that was, like, the last year in school that we went to school together.
Right.
So it's, like, all of our favorite memories. We're like, hey, remember when so-and-so used to always want to play this song? And we're like, ah. Like reminisce and stuff. So, I mean, it's kind of fun. Like, exactly. It's like a time capsule. And, like, that's, like, I think that's one of the cool things about like social media and music and things, like, especially because I've had my Facebook the same one since forever. Like, it's the first one that I've ever had. So, like I was saying, like, when you go through all those old pictures and things like that, it's like all the memories that you have from those fun times growing up and things. So that's a kind of cool thing. But then on the flip side, if you do anything that's negative or detrimental to your, like.
Yeah, but you can look back at that, you
some
know.
Some stuff. No, well, I'm just saying, like, some stuff just doesn't go away. So, like, some stuff does, like, come to bite you later, depending. I don't know.
No, it does.
For some people, it does. I've heard of people, like, people always talk about that social media, like, can prohibit you from getting certain jobs and stuff like that. But I've, like, actually, not me personally, but I've a family friend did not get a job. And it was really interesting because the person that interviewed her was my aunt. So it was like one of those things where it was like, basically had it. But then because of her Facebook and stuff that they found on her Facebook, even my aunt was like, there's nothing I could have done for her because, like, this is what she had. And so she ended up not getting the job. So
that's a little weird for me too, though, because it's like my Facebook should be my own thing, you know?
Yeah, there are certain things, but I think it's because she had, like, pictures of some things that are not necessarily, like,
legal.
Yeah,
but still, I mean, it's,
and enjoying certain recreational things, so I think that's why. So
I mean, okay, that I can get, because then that kind of shows, like, maybe she's not going to be a very stable employee, but
right,
or at least maybe not very trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
And not very smart, because why would you post that?
Yeah, I think, but honestly, that's what I would think as an employer. I'd be like, okay, you're just not smart.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't really care what you do on your free time, as long as you don't bring that to, like, the office.
Exactly.
But it's like, you're just not, you Come don't on. Think things through clearly.
She's a taiga.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I think so, like, you know, social media, the pros and cons are always, it just depends. That's why I think that I don't have that many followers and stuff, because, like, my stuff is so boring because I'm too afraid to post, like, fun stuff.
I do it all the time.
I
post
don't
whatever.
I want this to come back and, like, bite me or something. So,
but
I mean, know.
You know, but you can't be afraid of, like, that's the thing, is I'd rather lose a follower or friend or something than.
No, I don't care about my friends. I'm talking about just, like, no, well, I mean, I care about my friends. No, but I'm saying, because, like, they're not going to judge me. Like, they know me.
Right.
Like, they know what I'm like, how I am. It's not that part. It's just, like, because when that happened with my aunt and a family friend, I think it was, like, when I was, like, in high school. So, like, that was my first impression of social media, was somebody actually getting, like, not getting a job because of it. So I've always been, like, in my mind, I've always thought to myself, okay, this really could affect, like, my career and stuff. So, but anyways, so Facebook and all of that, more fun stuff, considering talking about things that can come to bite you later, Chipotle. So Chipotle.
I don't know if this is going to bite them, though. Chipotle is, they're putting out their first, like, burger restaurant.
Right.
So it might be good.
It might be. But then, I don't know, because, okay, so Chipotle, everybody for, like, ever loved Chipotle. And then
I don't know,
because
I'll be honest, Chipotle burritos aren't that good.
So
they're not bad, but
I mean,
like,
they get the job done.
Yeah, they get the job done. But never have I been like, oh my God, I'm craving some Mexican food. I want Chipotle.
Oh, never.
You know,
if you're not craving Mexican food if you want Chipotle.
That's the thing, is I've never minded Chipotle. I like Chipotle, mm-hmm. but there are some restaurants that I'm like, okay, this gets it done. Like restaurants that I'll brag about.
Yeah.
You know? Like I'll come here and be like, look, if you go to LA, try this place and this place. None of those places are Chipotle. Mm-hmm. You know?
I agree. And so Chipotle had, of course, that big E. coli problem. And so they've been trying to like recover from that and everything. But now I think it's going to be called Tasty Made is the name of the restaurant that they're planning on opening.
That's
in
the name
Ohio.
Of like a bootleg lemonade drink, you know, like that comes in a powder.
And so and they're going to have like milkshakes and burgers and all of that.
Milkshake.
So I don't know.
Will the boys be in the yard?
I don't. Hey, well, I guess we'll have to find out. So it's going to be opening up in Ohio. So I guess we'll have to go to Ohio to try this.
Let's go. Let's go visit LeBron while we're
at it. But I don't know how it's going to go.
Play one-on-one with Kyrie Irving.
And see, because, I mean, I guess that's the thing. Based off their burritos, are these burgers going to be all that great? I don't know. And I don't know if it's going to be like a build-your-own type thing, how Chipotle is, or if it's like going to be like The Habit. Is it going to be like In and Out? Is it going to be like just like Carl's Jr. where it's just like is what you get off the menu?
Yeah, it'd be smart to be like The Habit or In and Out. In and Out right. is so good.
So I don't know. I'm interested to see. I don't know if it'll take off.
One thing about In and Out, I just don't like their milkshakes. They're kind of weak. Milkshake really? Game is weak. Yeah.
I just love their animal fries.
Like it would almost come to the point for me where like I'll go get a burger and stuff from In and Out and then go somewhere else for a shake.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. I've been
Chick-fil-A
there.
Shakes.
I've been there like twice. I don't remember Chick-fil-A shake.
I like Chick-fil-A.
I think I got one time and it was pretty much just ice cream.
Yeah, it's just like thick ice.
Yeah,
cream.
Like
I love it.
The straw just was bending in. Yeah. Like,
I love it.
It was good, but I pretty much ate my shake with a spoon.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, I love that part though.
I mean, it wasn't great. Like either way, it wasn't that great. But the best ice cream for me is still like those Rite Aid scoops.
Yep, Rite Aid is a classic. Another classic that we can't get rid of. Another classic. So Chipotle's going to be doing that. I'm interested. So if you live in the Ohio area when they launch this burger joint, and if you try it, we would love to hear about it. You could tweet us at GSMC_S Media. Because I really want to know how it's going to go. And I don't know if like Chipotle is just going to like fizzle out and they're just going to start doing burger joints. I don't know. Because I mean, I literally just had Chipotle on Monday. So like,
I don't know. Again, Chipotle, it's okay.
No, yeah, it's okay.
Not it's even okay. Okay. It's pretty good, but it's not like, it's, you know.
It gets the job done.
Yeah.
It gets the job done. And plus, I had free chips and guac, so I was like, why not? Let's go get it.
Okay. I mean, so, yeah, I'm not too.
I love their chips.
Yeah, but they're chips. There's like no way to get that wrong, you know. I buy this from the store. They're just as good.
So that's going to be happening with that. I don't know of any other crossover places like that.
Me neither.
Like have that gone just gung-ho one style and then gung-ho a whole different style. There's been restaurants, you know, that do a little bit of both, but I haven't really heard of one going gung-ho.
We should make one.
A joint?
Yeah. Like Pagliano's Kung Pao Chicken / what's something?
No.
What's something like polar opposite to that?
Kung Pao Chicken and I don't know.
And like Mediterranean
spaghetti?
Yeah, spaghetti.
I don't like spaghetti. We can't do spaghetti.
You don't like spaghetti? What?
I'm not really a fan of red sauce. Like the tomato sauce? Oh. Not really my thing.
Well, that's what the Kung Pao Chicken's for.
Yeah, I guess
something
so.
For everyone over here at Pagliano's.
So that's that. So we're going to cut it to a break.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we have to talk about Lorde and her Uber driver, that's as well as Ellie Goulding's Uber driver and what has happened with them. Because Uber is taking over. Even like celebrities rap about it, sing about it, use it all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, Uber's pretty cool. So we're going to come back and talk about Uber and a few other little things that have been happening in the social media world. So we'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch.
whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And you guys already know I'm Pauline.
Exactly. And if you
who
don't...
Who else would be here?
That'd be a fun question.
You can't replace me!
I'm not saying who would replace you. Mm. I'm just saying...
He already had a few people in his back pocket he was willing to come call on.
Be nice. It was my front pocket.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, so you brought up Uber. Yeah, nobody can replace you, by the way. Hashtag Pauliano forever.
Thank you.
Okay, so... We were talking about Uber, and I was just looking up that story. I had never heard of this back in 2015, so sorry about the late news here. But this is funny, okay?
It's pertaining to new news that I'm going to tell you guys about.
Exactly. So I'm just going to read the article as it's written, okay?
Okay.
On September 2015, when he was working and living in Washington, D.C., 18-year-old Thomas Santana decided to call a car with a vehicle beckoning app. When he saw what was supposed to be his Uber roll-up, he was hesitant to jump in the car because, to his surprise, there was a child in the backseat. Santana initially tweeted a picture, and it racked up about 200 retweets. Uber support caught wind of the situation and responded. His tweet was, "My Uber driver brought her kid. I'm laughing so hard I had to apologize," and he put up the picture. And then Uber responded to him, "Definitely not okay. Please get in touch by replying to your email trip receipt so we can follow up with you about that." Santana, however, wasn't about to sell out his driver. He replied to the tweet saying, "I ain't no snitch." I love that.
Okay, so I love that Uber is always like responsive.
Yeah.
Like, I love it.
I understand that they have to be professional.
But it's like...
I wouldn't care though.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Like if somebody had their kid with them.
Yeah.
And it's just me riding. Like, it's not like,
right.
Oh, they can't take the rest of my group of friends because, like, there's no space or whatever.
Well, but I think that's something you'd work out ahead of time anyway.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, if it's only one kid and it's just me and, like, maybe one friend, like, it's really not that big of a deal.
In fact, is this weird?
What?
And be honest.
Okay.
I think I'll even go as far as to say if, let's say, like, me and, like, a date or, like, a girlfriend were to request an Uber and... A working lady brings her kid and like my girlfriend or whoever has a problem with it.
Right.
That would kind of...
That would irk me.
That would irk me too. I'd be like, look, I get it. It's off.
It's inconvenient, kind of.
I don't even know about inconvenient. It's just unexpected, I guess is the word.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
like,
unexpected.
But it's like, is it really that big a deal? Like this lady's just trying to make a living and take care of her kid.
Yeah. And it's, you know? Yeah, it's really not that big of a deal.
Right. So it's like, if someone makes it a bigger deal than it needs to be, I'd kind of be like, you know what?
That's the turn off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's just like, really?
Like, do you still have your ex's key? Cause you might need that. I'm kidding. Am I?
Oh,
no, I'm
man.
Probably not kidding. Actually, that'd be annoying to me, you know?
Yeah. So like, yeah, I would be more annoyed with the person not okay with it than
right.
it actually like the driver just.
I respect that. You know, if you yeah. like so many people just kind of live off of other people. If you need to bring your kid to Uber, more power to you. Do it. You know.
Yeah, because
I'll take
like,
that Uber ride.
Yeah,
I'm taking an Uber today. Like, I don't have a ride today to the trains. I'll shoot. If you have a kid with you, hit me up. I'll take that ride.
Well, because it's just like that's just rude. Like, what else do they? You just want them to leave the kid at home? No. Like, or maybe they're about to drop the kid off someplace. Anyways, they just picked up.
That's exactly
you
what
at
I
the
was
same time,
thinking.
You know?
Yeah, like I don't think she's gonna drive around with him all day. Or maybe she is. You know how they're like some businesses have like the bring your kid to work day.
Yeah.
You know, when I was younger, I used to go with my dad. He worked in construction, which has to be more dangerous than an Uber trip. You know, like I used to. Now that I think about it, I was probably not smart. But like in the 90s, I guess they didn't care because mm-hmm. I've driven little like tractors and I've done little things and like. You know, but it's good experience and you get to hang out with your parents. So that's fun. So what if one day he was like, "Hey, do you want to see how mommy makes a little side money doing Uber when she's not like at work?" You know?
Yeah, it's really
And he was like, "Yeah, okay." Yeah, it's cool, right? And I like how he was cool about it.
Yeah, I think I agree. I really agree. So, I mean, so speaking of Uber.
Okay, this is the recent news. All right.
Crazy, funny things that happen in Uber. Because, like, I don't think I've ever had really, like, that bad of an Uber driver. I did just recently had where, like, they gave me money back because I was telling the guy, like, because you know how, like, you input
your destination
and like they use their GPS and stuff. But sometimes, like, you know, like a better way to get home or like wherever it is that you're going. So it's like, it's nothing to be like, oh yeah, so instead, why don't you just make a left right here?
Right.
You know, and like usually, typically they're like, okay. Yeah. Because like, I mean, if you take me on the wrong way, like I'm still getting paid, so I don't care. Like, yeah. Right. As far as like the driver's concerned. And I remember, so this gentleman was driving me home and he like, I was telling him to make a left. Like I was like, okay, you can make a left right here. And he was like, no, like the GPS is telling me to go straight. And I'm like, yeah, but you're taking me home. Like you need to make a left right here, you know? And then he was just like, well, the GPS, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, sir, I get that. But like, could you just make a left? So of course he doesn't make the left. He keeps going straight, drives me around the block. And I knew what his GPS was doing because that's common on GPSs when you're going to my house.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I already know what it's going to be doing. Like, and all of that. So he takes me all the way around and then we literally went in a circle and got back to the point that we were. And then he makes the left and I'm like, okay, now make a right. And he's like, no, the GPS, all that. I'm like, sir, you could. And then I went as far as to like, you could just drop me off right here. Cause like literally my house was one street up. So I'm like, you could just drop me off right here. Like, I just need to get out of this car. You're just driving around. Cause sometimes I think Uber drivers do that.
Will you make money like that? Exactly. I don't know though, because I think that first time is an honest mistake, because I feel like if I was an Uber driver and this is what the GPS is saying, I've looked stupid plenty of times like that, where I'm like, oh, you know what? Let me just try, especially like in LA, because there's in downtown, there's like one way streets. And yeah, I know this is Sacramento, true. But there, like, there's all these different little like things that you don't account for. So if I was an Uber driver, I'd be like, you know what? This is what the GPS says. Let me just do that, because you know what I mean? Like,
right. No, yeah, I get it.
But after a while, but also too, if somebody's like insisting, like, sir, this is my house.
Like, and that's what I told him. I was like, you can honestly drop me off right here.
Right.
Like, cause you're,
what did he say?
And then he's like, no, like, and I'm like, okay, so
no,
at one point, but then I just thought to myself, I was like, you know what? We're literally like 2 minutes away from my house. And I was like, I'm just going to email Uber when he drops me off. Uh-huh. Because like, my typical little,
and like, they see your route too.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. Like, they can see the route and everything. And this particular route is like one of those things, like when I go hang out with my friends out and about.
Uh-huh.
So I take this like way all the time. So like, I kind of know around how much it's supposed to be because uh-huh. it's the same route and everything. So this was like $17 for a route that usually costs me only like $8. So I'm like, nope. Because he took me all the way around. So I was like, whatever, I'm just going to email Uber. So they gave me my money back. So Uber is usually pretty good about those kind of situations, because like, you can clearly see that he went in a circle
right
at one point.
No, that's so fair. I don't know if I'd be so quick to be like, he did it on purpose.
No, I don't think he did it on purpose, but I also just knew that I wasn't going to pay double.
No, I agree. I agree to that.
And so like, it was totally fine. But anyway, so Uber is usually pretty good about certain things. And like, sometimes you get really fun Uber drivers, whatever. So celebrities also use Uber. And most recently, Lorde, she sings that one song.
Royals.
Yeah, Royals.
Never gonna be royal.
Yeah, yeah. So she sings that song and she's pretty cool. I think she's cool. And so she took an Uber and was actually tweeting about her Uber experience while it was happening, because she jumps in the car and her Uber driver, I guess, had just dropped off earlier that day or whatever,
mm-hmm.
a celebrity. And so he was telling Lorde about this like celebrity that he had just dropped off and how cool they were and all of that, not realizing that it's Lorde in the back seat. And so she's just like, okay, so I guess I don't add as much sparkle to his life as somebody else. Like, she's kind of making a joke out of it.
Right,
like,
right.
He's literally just telling me about a celebrity that he just dropped off. And so,
yeah, I mean, if hashtag Pollyanno, if you happen to be one of our like three listeners, which as an Uber driver, you have time to listen to a podcast. So,
hey, yeah. Uber drivers should listen to us.
Exactly.
And so so she's tweeting about this in real time as it's happening. And it's kind of like funny because it's like, wow. You know, and I get it. Like, some people, I don't know that many like country singers. So if I was an Uber driver and a country singer jumped in my car, unless it's like Carrie Underwood, I probably wouldn't know. You know?
Luke Bryan.
Yeah, down. Luke Bryan, you know, Tim McGraw. Like, I probably honestly would not know. And so, excuse me. So she's tweeting about that. And then so my girl Ellie Goulding, like, I love Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
So she tweets to Lorde, because I guess she saw this happening.
Uh-huh.
And she told about her experience with the Uber driver, where she got into an Uber and the driver was telling Ellie that he had just dropped off a band member who a member of Ellie Goulding's band, and like he's telling Ellie about how her cool this member. Is, and like, yeah, like they're in town, all this.
I wonder if she played along, like, yeah, that must be so cool, you know?
And so he didn't even realize that it's Ellie in the car. And so they both kind of had like a really fun laugh about that, because they're just like, I mean, it happens. But I think that one is pretty funny to be talking about her band member, which is pretty cool. Like, that is really cool to pick up somebody that's in the band and stuff. But it's like, she's right here. She's in the car with you too. And so
let me just give a quick shout out, by the way, to one of my favorite Uber drivers. Is Big Tank.
Big Tank.
It's like a code name. The, mm-hmm. One of my favorite, I'll give two shout outs, I guess. One of my favorite morning shows of all time, mm-hmm. The Woody Show. They actually are one of the ones that made me want to do radio even.
Oh, wow.
And they, you know, they've been all over, but right now they're Alt 98.7 in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a caller who calls in all the time, and he was a taxi driver, but is now an Uber driver. And his, like, you know, his like radio handle was Big Tank. And he has his Instagram and his YouTube. And he studied like psychology, so he always gives like really sound, cool advice.
Right.
So look him up at, you know, it's like hashtag Big Tank LA, just like all mm-hmm. one word. He's really funny, really cool, and he puts up these different videos driving for Uber.
Oh, that's fun.
So I like to watch those.
I think wasn't Shaq an Uber driver for like fun?
Well, he does the whole Shaq in a fool thing, yeah. You know, like James
Honestly,
Harden on defense.
And I don't know why. Why would he dress up in disguises? If a huge man picks me up and I look and I'm like, no. What, regardless of what disguise you had on, I'm like, you're Shaquille
yeah,
O'Neal.
But people like...
You're huge.
Did you see that Fat Joe did it with no kind of disguise and people... And he was playing and he was playing the song All the Way Up, you know, his new song
oh
with Jadakiss.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And people were like, oh yeah, that's that new like someone else, and he was like, what, like, no, that's Fat Joe, man. And they were like, no, it's this and this,
yeah, like they like Remy Ma and stuff.
They don't know that it's Fat Joe in the front seat. He's just
oh my gosh, how embarrassing,
in his normal clothes and everything. And he ends up kicking everybody out like one at a time. He kicks out everyone.
Because nobody realizes that.
Well, no, because they keep talking. He's like, you know what? Get out of my car. And they're That's like, really? Hilarious. And he's like, yeah, really. Get out of my car.
Can you imagine getting picked up by a celebrity and not knowing? Like, I would just be so embarrassed if I did not know. And then, like, a clip's come out of me. And I'm just like.
Well, if it was a rapper, I would know. But
yeah.
But if I got kicked out.
If Shaquille O'Neal picks you up.
I know.
First of all, the seat is in the back seat.
Exactly.
So that's one indicator.
And he has the only one person sounds like Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
How you doing? You need a, like, you know, he has that Shaquille O'Neal voice.
And he's kind of like one of those celebrities that, like, even if you don't really watch basketball, like, you know of him. Like,
exactly.
He does the Icy Hot commercials. Like, he's Kazam. Like, you know, like, he does other stuff.
Oh, no.
He's
Shaq Diesel. Did you ever hear
yes,
his album?
Yes. Like, he does a lot of other funny things. Like, and he's always just out and about. He does cameos on, like, literally every other movie
show. Not to mention, what, Three Rings?
Yeah, yeah. See? So, you have to know.
Or four.
Like,
did he win in Orlando?
Oh, shoot. I should know this.
I don't think he did, though.
But, yeah, so, like, Shaquille O'Neal, I think that you should probably recognize. I mean, Taylor Swift, I think people would recognize.
Yeah.
Britney Spears. I could kind of see why Ellie wasn't recognized, but because, like, you know, she's just, like, I feel like she's kind of, like, met, like, low-key when she's, uh-huh. like, out and about. But the fact that you're talking about her band member.
That's funny, which means
classic.
You have some kind of interest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
that'd be, like,
know
little Bow Wow.
Her. Yeah, oh, gosh, little Bow Wow. If he jumped in the car, I'd be like, no, sir, denied, so.
But... We saw that funny video. He was posting that, like, oh, I'm standing right in front of it was like a young kid field trip, and he was like, and they don't know it's me. And I'm like, they're probably not gonna know it's you, because like Mike was a long time ago.
Yeah, honestly, like,
and it
kids
wasn't
nowadays
even that...
probably would not know who Little Bow Wow is, because, like,
you know what? Actually, I lied.
Sean Moss, whatever.
I did. We
he
did
even know who he is.
We did bump Little Bow Wow, but I'm talking like when I was the.
That's what I'm saying. You know? Like, my nephew, he's 9. He would not know who Little
right.
Bow Wow is. Like, at all. He'd be like, okay.
Who do you think is, like, the most noticeable? Like, who could not be mistaken? I think Snoop Dogg. I think...
yes!
I think of any current... I think, actually,
People,
of
Snoop?
any current living artist or celebrity of any kind...
Snoop would definitely get recognized.
Nobody's more iconic than Snoop
would
Dogg.
Would get recognized... See, Childish Gambino, no.
No.
Like, I would just pick him up and be like, whatever. Like, I probably would have to, like, do a double take. Like...
No, I think I'd... But what my point is, like... Snoop, even people who don't like rap know what's...
No, that's what I'm
know.
Saying, yeah. Like, but there's other people that are, like, big and they're respected.
Would have been,
like,
Michael Jackson.
Outlets, but that could get overlooked when they're not in there.
Drake,
like,
Drake would be recognized immediately.
I think Drake would be... I think... I don't know. Denzel Washington, for sure. Halle Berry. I think people would recognize Halle Berry. Mm-hmm. Holla Bear. Okay. Yeah, Holly Berry. She's iconic. Her look and stuff. So, yeah. So, I mean, if you take Uber and you have a funny story, I would actually love to hear a funny Uber story because I love Uber stories. We talked about that one Uber lady that would not get out the car. I mean, there's a lot of funny things that happen when you take Uber. My blood pressure rises when I hear these stories. Anything exciting ever happens to me. I just get picked up, dropped off, don't care. Like, they don't even care.
I talk to them. Like, I want to tweet and stuff and put you know, on my social media about, like, taking Uber.
Right.
But I also believe in being polite and talking to the person in the car with you.
Sometimes,
like,
I do.
Even though it's Uber and technically it's a service that I'm paying for, I'm still like, hey, thanks for the ride. And, you know, I'll sit
and talk. I'll say thank
you. Last night was my favorite Uber driver ever.
That's funny.
This guy was like 28. He was born in Iran.
Wow.
He lived in Pittsburgh, PA. Mm-hmm. He's from LA, which is where I'm from too. Mm-hmm. He's lived all over the country, and he was like 28. I'm about to be 24, and he was telling me, like, me and him had a really cool kind of conversation about dating girls, and, you know, and
sometimes they're like really fun.
Yeah. No, they're always like, I've never had a bad experience, but me and him really connected. It was cool.
So that's going to be our show. If you guys do have a really funny or not so funny, tragic Uber ride, I would love to hear about it. You can tweet us at @GSMC_S Media.
S-Media.
You can Facebook us. You can do all of that kind of stuff. So listen to us at GSMCpodcast.com. You can also download us, iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud, Stitcher, all that. We're everywhere. We also post the links on our Twitter. So if you guys don't have all of those things, you can just listen to us off Twitter as well. And yeah, this was fun. I miss Uber. I'm going to take Uber today. Probably not.
I am.
Yeah. I Uber myself. I'm my own driver.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, this was fun. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Perfect. Talk to you
soon.
We're
out.